This picture describes a young person, possibly a boy, blonde hair, blunt, fairly short cut, but blunt cut, wearing a royal blue jacket, light blue jeans, and black trainers. He is what looks inside a museum hall. He's standing straight, looking straight up at a statue of a dinosaur. The dinosaur is, I'd say, 20 feet above him. We only see the head and part of the neck. The top of the dinosaur is blue. There's a cream-colored stripe down the neck, and the underside of the neck is red. The mouth, this dinosaur is fleshed out, so it's sort of a recreation, a reconstruction. The mouth is open, and although the head doesn't look like any dinosaur I know, it looks like a round-headed. But the teeth are very, very sharp, so telling me that it's probably some kind of meat eater, because the teeth are very sharp. This is in, like as I said, in the museum hall. The floor is shiny, looks like light marble. The walls are gray up to about 8-9 feet tall, and a very pale cream color on the way up. There are 1, 2, 3, 4 brass posts holding a cordon to cordon off the area. Some of the cordon, one of those cordon is red, the other ones are black, and it looks like velvet. There's a sign behind the boy, and an inclined metal sign, probably with instructions, description of what we're looking at. Up against the wall, there is a black footstool to the right of a white rectangle in the back wall, surrounded by a black frame. There's a black, what looks like a stepped display, like a step against the wall also. At the feet of the little boy, there's what look like twigs and mulch and a few fake shrubberies going up to like a cement base that holds the dinosaur. There is what looks like a strobe light or flashlight in the back against a green folding partition in the back. You can see part of a sort of a asparagus-like vegetation around the dinosaur. They probably try to recreate this thing to make it look alive. On the wall, just behind the dinosaur's head, there's what looks like a vent system with little gray streaks, either the old dust streaks from years and years of blowing air through that vent. And in the top left-hand corner, there's an ancient clock with Roman numerals. Can't really see the top hand, the small hand of the clock, but it looks like it may be the bottom hand is a tall, the long hand is pointing to 6. The little one might be just past 12, so I'm assuming it's around 12:30. And yeah, I think that's it.